The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Rapper Nelly thinks that if you're mad about Travis Scott doing the Super Bowl halftime show, you're a hypocrite.
I don't see the big deal on people upset about who's performing at halftime, because what people have to understand, if you're really against the NFL, the halftime show is not what you should be concerned about.
Right.
If you're watching the NFL, if you're supporting your team, that's how they get paid. They don't get paid through the halftime show.
Speaking of the Super Bowl, Cardi B is this year's Pepsi celebrity spokesperson. The ad has already been shot and will air during Super Bowl 53. The Pepsi spot is considered the premier commercial during the big game. She's also set to put on a show with Bruno Mars in the days leading up to the Super Bowl.
I still think, remember we talked about the lineup going into the Super Bowl, like those concerts they're doing before, outside? That's probably better than the actual halftime entertainment.
100%. Louis C.K. has avoided talking about his own scandal as part of his return to stand-up venues, but that ended in San Jose on Wednesday. The comedian told his audience that he likes to shake hands with himself, so to speak, and that he doesn't like being alone. The reference is to his admitted shaking hands with himself in front of women without their consent. The line received a good laugh, and he also said, "You've read the worst possible things you could read about a person, about me, and you're here. The whole point of comedy is to say things that you shouldn't say. That's the entire point." Lamar Davenport, the man convicted of killing Morgan Freeman's step-granddaughter, Adina Hines, is going to prison for 20 years. Davenport was convicted of manslaughter last May. He was handed his sentence yesterday in Manhattan. He stabbed Hines, who was his girlfriend at the time. Davenport was acquitted of second-degree murder after his lawyer argued that he was just messed up on PCP when he attacked Adina. She was 33. And James Corden talked about hugging his friend Chris Pratt.
I mean, he is just the single loveliest man you could ever wish to meet. When he holds you, it's like hugging a tree that will protect you forever. It's just adorable. It really is.
The two are going to appear in a special post-AFC Championship game edition of The Late Late Show on Sunday. Coming up in less than an hour, Taylor Swift's boyfriend spoke about their relationship for the first time.